The 2015 Annual Report. The mission of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired is to promote the dignity and independence of people in Wisconsin who are blind or visually impaired by providing services, advocating legislation, and educating the general public. Greetings. The Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired is truly a one-of-a-kind organization. It is the only organization in Wisconsin created by blind and visually impaired people to help meet the needs of the blind and visually impaired people within the state. Through the work of the Council in 2015, we continued to change attitudes about blindness and blind people by providing advocacy, education, and information, not only to other blind and visually impaired persons, but also to the community at large. 2015 marked 25 years since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990. Although some things, such as accessibility, have changed for the better, the number of disabled versus non-disabled workers continues to grow more and more disproportionate. Disabled persons who are qualified for jobs are often turned away, and those who do find work typically earn less than their non-disabled counterparts. This is one reason why every year the Council awards scholarships to blind and visually impaired students pursuing technical, undergraduate, graduate, and professional degrees. We are filling in the gaps by providing many services and supportive networks to our collaborating partners who also serve people who are blind or visually impaired. It is our mission to help change the way in which individuals and communities cope with vision loss by providing low vision evaluations, adaptive aids and appliances, instruction, direction, advocacy, support, and proving that there are unlimited possibilities for individuals living with vision loss. We hope you enjoy reading of our successes in this annual report. We are proud to send it to you. With warm regards, Chris Richmond, 2015 Council President, and Loretta Himmelsbach, Executive Director. 2015 Board of Directors, Executive Committee, Chris Richmond, President, from Janesville, Rhonda Stotts, First Vice President, from La Crosse, Nona Graves, Second Vice President, from West Allis, Steve Johnson, Secretary, from La Crosse, and Kathleen Brockman, Treasurer, from Milwaukee. The board members are Nuruddin Amasa, from Milwaukee, Rosemary Goodrich, from Milwaukee, Karen Hessen, from Janesville, Tom Geray, from Madison, Denise Jess, from Madison, Richard Johnson, from Janesville, Annika Conrad, from Madison, Frank Lopez, from Sun Prairie, Bruce Parkinson, from Two Rivers, Chelsea Riley, from Edgerton, Dan Sippel, from Eau Claire, and Gary Trainer from Rice Lake. Reaching for the Stars, Outreach Opportunities. In March, the Council was proud to take part in The Big Share, the first online giving day held in the Madison area, organized by Community Shares of Wisconsin. Through online donations, the Council raised more than $3,800 from individuals and cash prizes offered by local businesses. About 67% of the donors had not previously donated to the Council, and it was the first time WCBVI focused on online giving. The Big Share provided an opportunity for the Council to reach out to potential donors through social media, said Lori Rebekis, Fund Development Director. We were able to showcase the services we provide to a new audience and therefore expand awarenesses of the needs faced by blind and visually impaired people in Wisconsin. The results were overwhelmingly positive for the Council. The Council celebrated in another inaugural event with the Fox Valley Low Vision Fair on August 28th in Appleton. About 120 participants from 22 communities attended the fair, providing positive feedback. Jean Kelscher, Education and Vision Services Director, said the Low Vision Fair provided valuable information concerning local vendors, especially during the breakout sessions. The speakers really did well at engaging the audience and providing useful information on library services, transportation, safety, community mobility, and self-advocacy, said Kelscher. The listening session gave the council valuable feedback and helped with our plans going forward. During the year, the council hosted several education outreach events throughout the state, along with three webinars. Overall, the council took part in 150 educational and outreach opportunities, and more than 7,000 people attended. From our founding as a council, educational outreach has been a cornerstone of who we are, said Executive Director Loretta Himmelsbach. From helping legislators understand the unique challenges of persons with visual impairment to the general public's understanding of common rules of courtesy, the council informs people throughout the state of best practices and helpful hints. This is accomplished through technology such as webinars, through health and low vision fairs, low vision forums, and one-on-one visits with clients and family members. Our educational events have some of the best people in the field leading them. By the numbers, council activities in 2015. Infographic. 475 white canes were distributed throughout Wisconsin. 635 people received individual support through assistive technology, in-home vision rehabilitation training visits, low vision evaluations, orientation, and mobility training. 10,720 people served by the council in 2015. 7,227 people attended council-sponsored seminars, programs, and presentations. 22,748 unique visitors to the council's website. And 2,383 customers came to our Sharper Vision store. Financial statement. 2015, total revenue was $1,124,047. 72% of that were contributions, bequests, and grants. 14% came from sales, 10% came from investments, and 4% came from fees. 2015 total expenses. $1,188,688. 39% comprised of low vision services, 32% community education and advocacy, 18% management and general, and 11% consisted of fundraising. The accompanying condensed financial data and graphical presentations as of and for the year end of December 31st, 2015, were derived from the consolidated statements which were audited by Smith & Jeslin, LLP. The data and graphical presentation should be read in conjunction with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired's consolidated financial statements and the auditor's report. Complete copies of these statements are available upon request. Out of this world service. In January 2015, the council hired Amy Worf as its new low vision therapist and opened the low vision clinic at WCBVI office in Madison. Worf brings almost 20 years of experience to the council, and with the majority of her experience in helping veterans with low vision at VA hospitals in Chicago and Madison. As word started to spread that Worf could offer low vision evaluations at the council office, she began meeting more and more clients each month. In total, Worf performed 72 low vision evaluations last year. Doctors have become more familiar with us because their patients have really helped get the word out. That's why our numbers keep going up, Worf said. We're also able to retain clients because people hear such good things about the council. The Low Vision Clinic is located adjacent to the Sharper Vision store, which provides many of her clients with visual aids. A lot of people don't know that we even have a store right here, Worf said. I've been trying to let people know that we are more than just an agency. We also have so many things that can help. People can come in and are just blown away by the store. Education and Vision Services Director Jean Kelcher said the addition of LED lighting in late 2015 at the store and the Low Vision Clinic have provided many benefits, including making evaluations easier. 2015 was a benchmark year for the Vision Services team, as it met with exactly 500 clients. Worf, Kelcher, and Vision Rehabilitation teacher Virginia DeBlay traveled to homes across southern Wisconsin, serving clients with rehabilitation needs, and the opening of the Low Vision Clinic allowed clients to have an evaluation right at the council office. The addition of Worf helped the team increase its numbers of clients by 42% from last year. The Vision Services team continues to provide individual instruction using specialized products from our Sharper Vision store, as well as techniques for performing tasks around the house, such as cooking and cleaning, DeBlay said. We also introduced many of our clients to accessible technology, like VoiceOver on iOS devices and other screen reading software for Windows computers. At the Sharper Vision store, the implementation of Clover, a new credit card machine, has made documenting purchases more accessible for visually impaired staff members. Clover features a talking touchscreen for all of its functions and works well with the store's QuickBooks accounting software. With the automated voice, it's really slick to use, said Assistant Store Manager Tim Davis. It's pretty neat. With the old one we had, it was a 10-step process, but this is much simpler to use, giving us more independence. Overall, the store enjoyed another strong year, bringing in 2,383 customers and setting a record with $159,560 in total sales. Store manager Brent Prezenka added several innovative products for demonstration, like the Amazon Echo and the Victor Stream Reader. The Amazon Echo is a wireless speaker and voice command device. The Victor Stream Reader is a portable handheld media player that can store files for books, magazines, music, and other media. While the store does not keep these items in stock, Prezenka helps interested customers find where they can purchase them, if interested. Above and beyond your legacy. Nearly 65 years ago, a group of people from various organizations and backgrounds, all with vision loss, had the passion and foresight to work together in creating the Wisconsin Council of the Blind. An evolving and growing organization goes through changes, which for us included the addition of Vision Services and education. These founders combined their talents and resources to establish the legacy circle of today's Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. Kathy Brockman, council board member and supporter, explained why it's important to her to become a legacy circle member. I think of any legacy as providing something for the future. In this case, our funds will help continue the council's great work of serving people who are blind or visually impaired around the state, states Kathy. The importance of the legacy circle lives on today. Over the past 60-plus years, hundreds of people have made planned gifts to the council, which will enable us to serve future generations of people with vision loss. If you plan to remember the council with a planned gift in your estate, please contact Lori Rebekus at 608 937-8114 or email her at lwerbeckes@wcblind.org. Thank you to the following organizations and individuals who generously supported the Council's work in 2015. To view a list of all 2015 donors, visit our website at www.wcblind.org. Your financial gifts have changed lives throughout Wisconsin. Current Legacy Circle members include Helen Bewick, Kathleen Brockman, Ray Cubberly, Anonymous, Steve Johnson, Esther Lovelace, Stan Nelson, Arnold and Alice Tucker, Scott and Beverly Verhaeg, and Chris and Teresa Zinchenko. We greatly received bequests from Ruth Burge, Marion and Albert Deplier, Gertrude Gebhardt, the Lewis Haas Family Trust, Emil Hunkel, Claremont Jackson, William Mole, and Thomas Sinicky. We received gifts in memory of the following: Eloise Betty, Jerome Baer, Stella Stone Berevin, Francis Bowles, George Brandit, Ellen Brown, Dr. F. D. Butner, Bob Bird, Marion Chaparral, Omer Credit, Elizabeth Russell Davis, Milton DeForge, Mina Eli, Donald Egan, Elvery Evans, Patricia Feller, Eleanor Gableman, Lorene Gifford, Robert Gortsky, Phyllis Gorski, Adeline Gorky, Donna Grams, Florence Grunhert, Ruth Gutterumson, Lloyd Harmon, Bonnie Hodge, Eugene Houtman, Craig Hutsky, Betty Kane, Daryl Kangas, Marcella Kennedy, Nancy Kerr, Edna Knitt, Lois Kurse, Russ LaFrance, Agnes and Elmer Meyer, Dale O'Connell, Lucille Olson, Alice Orchell, Lester Peters, Arthur Quazis Jr., Mary Jane Reese, Joshua Robinson, Mary Lou Champers, Otto Schlangsfer, Rita Schmitz, Sandra Schmitz, Bobby Schuler, Ralph Schweppe, Edward Spleller, Francis Stancar, Don Stegman, Michael Stoppler, Agnes Stufen, James Samral, Lorraine Thorpe, Robert Tooley, Grace Verhagen, Ergman Wieskin, Rose Marie Ward, Marilyn Williams, Harum Wharf, Richard Zacker, Jean Zahn, and Lois Zahn. We received gifts in honor of Christina Alger, Albert Anderson, Mike Bolig, Francis Broughton, David Bucherelts, John Cornelia, R. Crabb, J. and Dean Fenhouse, Marshall Flax, Renee Kuster Sabranke, Eleanor Lorcostotis, Jackie Mathis, Carolyn Niehoff, Karen and Richard Prezenka, Charlene Powers, Chelsea Riley, Mike Morris, Renee Overland Morris, Jackie Rocha, Ann Stalzer, Amanda Schmeling, Gail Sebald, Turin Smith, Gregory and Leslie Stilton, Donald Strotzer. Grant funding and scholarships were received from the Alliant Energy Foundation, Associated Bank, Department of Veteran Affairs, Clear Vision Midwest, Gary Goyke and Associates, Greater Milwaukee Foundations, Carla and Alma S. Greilich Fund, Catherine and Walter Lindsay Foundation, and the William R. and Lois J. Phillips Fund, Madison Gas and Electric Foundation, Mattingly Low Vision Incorporated, National Garden Life Insurance, Anonymous, ThetaCare, and the Vogel Foundation. My apologies if I've mispronounced anyone's names. You can find the full list of donor and donations for 2015 on our website at www.wcblind.org.